Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Pet Pawcast. I'm excited to have you here. So today, I thought it would be fun to talk about hairless cats. Back in episode 3, we talked about Hemingway cats. So let's keep it going. We'll talk about some different cat breeds that aren't maybe what we necessarily associate with cats right away. So when I say hairless cat, I'm sure the first thing that comes to mind is the Sphinx cat. These cats are known for their lack of fur. Hairlessness in cats is a naturally occurring genetic mutation. However, the Sphinx cat as a breed was developed through selective breeding starting in the 1960s. Hairless cats, or sometimes known as naked cats, have very distinct personalities and unique grooming needs, which we'll get to a little bit later. Hairless cats, in my opinion, are adorable and they do make excellent pets. They may look a little quirky, but underneath all those cute wrinkles lie personalities that are affectionate, curious, and good-natured. This breed is known for having heart issues, and unfortunately, there is a chance of muscle issues such as myopathy and spasticity. Now that we have a little bit of information about hairless cats, let's talk about some breeds. Did you know that there are 5 recognized breeds of hairless cats? Well, I didn't either, until doing some research for this particular podcast. We all know about the Sphinx cat, or a lot of us know about the Sphinx cat. They are known for being sweet, silly, and warmly enthusiastic. As a whole, they are athletic, love being around people, and I also heard that they are a breed that does really well with canine companions, which isn't always the case with cats, and they exhibit a friendly demeanor. Not all Sphinx cats are completely hairless. The gene that causes hairlessness in the Sphinx cat is actually recessive, so they do sometimes have fur within their lineage. Otherwise, some of the more hairless Sphinxes may have a very fine peach fuzz that makes the cats feel almost like velvet. And they may exhibit a range of varying skin patterns, like a little bit of different colors in the skin. And actually those patterns indicate what color their fur would be if they had fur. Peterbalds are another breed of hairless cats. They're very curious, intelligent, elegant, and again, very social. So they differ from the Sphinx in that the gene that governs their hairless trait is actually a dominant gene rather than recessive. They also have a variety of coat types, ranging from fully bald to slightly fuzzy, and have a much more delicate bone structure than their Sphinx cousins. I might butcher this particular name of the breed, but a Donskoy. Please don't hold it against me if I didn't say 100% correctly, but Donskoy cats are a mix of Peterbalds and Siamese cats, and they're very distinguishable due to their webbed toes. This breed tends to be a little bit more wrinkly than a Sphinx, or maybe what we think of the wrinkles in association with a hairless cat, which I think just adds to their cuteness. They do exhibit the same people-oriented, sweet-tempered personality that Sphinx cats and, in general, most hairless breeds show. Minskin cats, or as the name applies, Minskin Mini, see what I did there? They are itsy-bitsy bald cats. They are a mix of a Sphinx and Munchkin breeds. They have shorter, stubby legs in comparison to other cats, but they make up for their short legs with a big personality. They are extremely outgoing and affectionate. The Minskin is an excellent companion breed, and it really looks like a hairless kitten even when they are full grown, which is just adorable. Their coats tend to be a bit dense in terms of having a little bit of fur around the face, ears, tails, and legs, which even when we're talking about hairless breeds in other animals, those always tend to be those denser areas. So the last breed we'll talk about today is the elf cat. Their ears are very unique, and that is what sets these cats apart. They are a mix of Sphinx and American Curl. They are, again, like all the hairless breeds, very social, active, and playful. They tend to be affectionate, loyal, and endearing as well. Definitely be sure to check out our Facebook and Instagram stories when this episode goes live. I do have some adorable pictures of elf cats that I found, and I am just obsessed with their ears. So I'm definitely going to share those images with you. When caring for hairless cats, it's a little bit different than caring for other cats. Before adding one of these breeds to your family, you need to be aware of the specific health, grooming, and skin care needs that they have. Above and beyond the nail and ear care that is standard for cats, there are a few differences. Some hairless cats may have just a peach fuzz, and others, as we spoke about, may be completely bald. In either case, they lack that long hair that's needed to absorb oils from their skin, so they will need regular bathing, which is something a little bit different. Lack of regular bathing, which once a week is the recommended frequency to bathe a hairless cat, they can develop buildup on their skin, which can lead to skin problems. It is highly recommended that you use shampoo specifically formulated for cats. Don't just use the shampoo you use or that you use on your dog. I know with some dog breeds, you're able to use like maybe that Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo. But even if you have a cat with hair and you use the Johnson & Johnson on these hairless cats, it is just a good idea. Go straight for that shampoo that is specifically formulated for them. Some cats with no fur also may lack eyelashes, which allows dirt to enter the eyes more easily. Eye care should be taken very seriously, and it's, you know, just as easy as using a wet cloth and gently wiping the eyes as needed. So that's something else that you need to be aware of. Can a hairless cat get sunburn? Do hairless cats get cold? Of course, absolutely. Hairless cats can be sensitive to both the cold and the sun. If the temperatures are dropping, these breeds of cats should have a sweater or coat to help them stay warm. There's also like heated cat beds and blankets and heating pads specifically designed for animals. So that's something you should look into. Check our show notes. I think I put a link to one of those in there. As far as the sun goes for these breeds, and all cats really, they should be kept indoors. Shade, protective clothing, and limiting sun exposure can help keep your cat healthy. Never, 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 and I cannot stress this enough, never use sunscreen designed for humans on your cat. It is designed for humans, not animals. Cats don't release the same types of oils we release on our skin. You need to be very careful and just avoid that. Hairless cats have very fast metabolisms, so they tend to eat quite a bit more than your normal cat, since they have to work harder to stay warm. Make sure you are choosing a good, healthy, well-balanced cat food and provide enough for your cat along with water. But more importantly, with these breeds, you have to make sure that they are getting enough food that they need to stay warm. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Pet Podcast. Be sure to check out the link in our show notes to our Threadless shop and get your podcast swag. And as I mentioned throughout the podcast, I do have a couple links in there of some of our favorite items of cat sweaters. There's a heated cat bed And then there's a cat toy pack that my cats are obsessed with. I got it for them when they were kittens, and I've purchased it a few more times, you know, as things get lost or wherever my cats are hiding everything. But they are obsessed with these little toys, and it's just a nice little pack of different things for your cat to play with. So again, thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to get notified when the latest episodes are released. And as always, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and we do have a Twitter account as well. We are at Pet Podcast along all those platforms, and check out some fun stuff that we have coming up. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpodcast.com. See you next time.